I am not Billy Collins. I never have been Billy Collins, to the best of my knowledge, but I have written you a lanyard. This is no two-string gimmick, no five-line limerick. This is a monstrosity, a 2,500-string behemoth, an epic. I have written you a tapestry. Spun words out of air and strung them together in one thread of conversation. That's unification. The optimization of organization, what a sight, but tightly woven words. I don't know about you, but somewhere I heard, don't do anyone any good. After all, what use are 2,500 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets if they only cover a few tents in a small corner of Aspen Valley? What good does that do? So I ask you to pull through, to pull on and pull out. Grab a corner and start stretching. Let threads spread. Loosen up and pull each free until the net of information creation is a manifestation of the participation of each and every one of us. And it stretches from here to China. Emerging superpower? The first thread is lime, the second fuchsia, the third teal, the fourth a simple flat yellow band. Pause and wrap that one around your hand. The fifth is blue, as those two-man spaceships that take you to the moon. A hotel in space? Are you serious? Delirious? Tell me so I can clear this up. Do you get miles? Because I have never known a time in my lifetime of traveling abroad when Americans are as hated as they are today, and you still can't walk through Harlem. What does America stand for? You can't outsource these jobs to India. You need someone to stand on the roof. Enough is enough when it comes to Iraq, but there are rocks buried beneath the surface of the earth that can supply the U.S. with energy for 1,000 years. Now that's a resource. But a vision without resources is a hallucination. And even the P.T. Barnum of the Aspen Institute understands general relativity, but he doesn't understand those charts. And we wonder why they don't know what they're fighting for. So I'm scared it's not enough. There's a lot of stuff that remains to be seen and heard and learned. Let's hear someone turn it and tip it and mix it. Your generation created this problem, and you better fix it. The more we live in the now, the more we're gonna pay for it, because we are having a party of little Americas, a billion-person march on the Mall of the Capitol. Are we an America? That really is the question. Or are we an unpatriotic, sissy, tree-hugging, liberal, girly man nation? We want a revelation, a revolution. And you know nobody does a revolution better than the green is the new red, white, and blue national colors of the vaguely French. How important will loyalty be? I did my job well today. I should get infinite pay. Beware, charming interviewers, because the Constitution is about democracy and Brazilian orange juice. Nobody escapes high school, because America is treating education like it's someone else's problem to solve. How on earth do we expect young minds to evolve? Brainology, Wikinomics, building strong schools, an afternoon of conversation, believing the unbelievable, the role of science, getting out the truth. Where have all the leaders gone? Science and society, arts and culture, religion, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and every valley shall be exalted. The uneven shall be made level, and the rough places as a plain. The world is flat. Well, how about that? The world is flat, and we have woven it together with our words. Not a stitch or a syllable misplaced. Seamless. So let's dream less and scheme more. I want to see more. Today or tomorrow or the next day, we pack up our gift bags and go our separate ways, and the ball of yarn we have gathered will unravel. Have ideas. We'll travel. The $2,500 question is then, what will you weave? drag your thread behind you and lasso everyone in. Get everybody. Go out and get every first lady and laddie you find. Your kid just old enough to make up their mind. Your next door neighbor who seems to have forgotten what it means to be kind. So no longer only at the Ideas Festival can you go from Clinton to Damien Wutzel and the ballet. Wrap everyone up in the global dynamics and foreign affairs, everyone high and mighty and putting on airs. Tether them down to ensure that everyone cares. All starts here with me throwing you a line of verse, and a line of thin plastic lanyard string on its own, still a frail and useless thing. But all of you have a word and a world to add. I am 16 years old. What can I do? I have compact fluorescent light bulbs illuminating my writing desk. What can I do? I use my online networking to teach about power, poverty, progress. What can I do? I told my father to get in gear. What can I do? What can I do? I know what I'm doing. Do you? Thank you.